Okay, so we're starting a new inyan, Matovu. It's brought down in the Siddur that when a person in the morning comes to Shachris and comes into the Beis HaKnesses, when he walks into the Beis HaKnesses, he should say Matovu. Matovu is a collection of five different psukim talking about the uniqueness and what's special about a Beis HaKnesses, our Ava, how lucky we are to be in the Beis HaKnesses. The first pasuk is a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Balak, and the last four are in Sefer Tehillim, different psukim from Sefer Tehillim. Just as a hakdama to Matovu, there's a yisoid, I think the Baal HaMusar talk about it, that in order for a person to benefit from anything, they need to value that thing. There's a Gemara in Brachas, a Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Beis, it says, Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanino, call him a vaza es habagadim, someone who mistreats, doesn't treat with respect clothing. Soif einoi nena mehem. At the end, he will not gain benefit from clothing. The clothing will not give him, won't give him warmth. And we learn this from David HaMelech, because it says, Melech David zakein bo bayamim, when David HaMelech got older, vayichasu babgadim, they covered him in clothing, v'lo yicham loy, and the clothing didn't warm him. And the reason is because many years before, he was mevaz habogadim, he ripped Shaul's beged. And there's a yesod here that we see that in order to benefit from something, a person needs to respect and to value that thing. And in all areas, there's an interesting story I once saw that the Chafetz Chaim said over, a story about Rabbi Saul Salanter. Rabbi Saul Salanter one time was Mevaker Chayla, someone who was a Chayla Masukan, very sick. And he visited him, was Matzah Shabbos, comes into the Chayla sitting in bed, and Bissal sits down, and he just starts talking the Hispilus with a lot of emotion and fire about what? About how the words of Chazal are emes and holy, and nothing in Chazal is extra, and he kept going and going and going. He sat giving this his spilus drasha to this chayla sitting there in bed for an hour and a half. At the end of an hour and a half, Rabbi Saul stops, finishes, and he stops, and he says, we know, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Chazal tell us, chamin b'motze Shabbos mulugma. That means that a hot beverage, a hot cup of water, if you drink it on motze Shabbos, it could heal you, has remedy. And quickly bring, he asked someone, quickly bring a cup of water, and he gave it to the chayla. And the chayla drank it, and they said that he got better. He got better. Rabbi Yisrael was building up this person's value for the words of Chazal. At the end of this an hour and a half, this person was so real to him. He appreciated so much every word of Chazal that it came alive. That when he actually drank the hot water on Rosh Shabbos, Taka healed him. Because the how much we value something, that's how much we could benefit from that thing, whether it's the words of Chazal or for anything of that matter. And that's also in tefillah. Tefillah, how much we appreciate tefillah is how much we could benefit from it. You know, there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kurum zulus livnei adam. That simply, that means that things that are exalted, kurum, they're zulus, they're treated lightly, cheap, to bnei adam, to mankind. The Gemara says what this is referring to is tefillah. Eilu dvarim sha'oimdim beruma shalaylam. These are things that are standing in the heights, the pinnacle of heaven, and yet v'nei adam mizalzalan b'hem. Zulus, that they're mistreated, they're treated lightly by people. People don't respect tefillah. So even though it's so tefillah, so ruma shalaylam, yet still people mizalzam. But could be there's the Gemara is teaching us something that. Why is it that tefillah is so powerful, it's Ayman Bruma Shalaylam, and still we don't always see how the tefillah could do for us what we want it to do for us? And that is because the answer is because of B'nai Adam Azalzal Ben. If we don't, how much we respect the tefillah is how much the tefillah, which indeed is powerful, it's Ayman Bruma Shalaylam. So how much, why is it that tefillah is not as effective as we would want it to be? And that's because it's B'nai Adam Azalzal Ben. And this is really true for the concept of tefillah and the idea of a Beis HaKnesses. We know Chazal tell us this, so they tell us how Beis HaKnesses is such a special place, and the tefillah's nishmas is more accepted in a Beis HaKnesses. But that's as much as we respect the Beis HaKnesses. So Ma Toivu is a time for us to stop and to gain an appreciation for we're about to start Shachris. We walk into the Beis HaKnesses, and we need to build up our appreciation and how much we value what the Beis HaKnesses is, how special it really is. And that's a good way to set up our Shachris, that we want our Shachris to be effective, and our tefillah should be niskabel, that we're davening in the Beis HaKnesses. So we say Ma Toivu. These are five psukim which talk about how Beis HaKnesses is so special. That's just as a hakdama for Ma Toivu.
So Dafka, we should wait till we
come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a discussion about that. Some say that one of the pesukim, Vani Berev Chazdach, I say before, but we say these five pesukim once we come in. The pasuk of Matov, this week we want to talk about the first pasuk, Matovu. Matovu alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael. Bilam said this. This is from the Nevuah. And how? What does it mean? How great? How good is your oyalim, your tents, Yaakov, Mishkanei Secha, your dwelling places, Yisrael? And the pshutei shel mikra of this pasuk is he was talking about the Jewish home, the oyalim of Klal Yisrael. In fact, Rashi and Chumash explains it like that. But Chazal tell us, they explain that it's talking about the Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hey, says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi berchosoi shel oisei Rasha, from the brachas of that Rasha, which is Bilam, at the Lamed we could learn, we could extrapolate, ma hoya belibay, what he really wanted to do. Gemara continues and says like this. Bikish loimar, he really wanted to say, he wanted to give a klala that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have bati kenesias and bati midrashas. What happened? What came out? Matoivu alecha Yaakov. Right. So you see from here in this Gemara that Matoivu alecha Yaakov is a reference to bati kenesias and bati midrashas. Gemara continues. Leitishur shchina aleihem. They shouldn't have asheres hashchina. The shchina shouldn't come down and reside amongst Klal Yisrael. On that, what did he say? Umishkanei secha Yisrael, that Hashem should be sheichen amongst Klal Yisrael. The Gemara continues. So we see that Matayv Alecha Yaakov is referring to the Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashos. There's an interesting thing that's brought down, that the Marshal, in his Chuvas, in Siman Samach Dalet, he writes, I'll read his words, he says like this. He's talking about Tefillah, and he says, Ani maschel b'roiv chasdecha. I start by the next pasuk. The next pasuk is Ani Berev Chasdecha. I start with that. Umedaleg Matoivu, and I skip it altogether. I don't say Matoivu. Why? Because Sha'amri Bilam Arasha said that pasuk. And also Va'afu Amri Leklala, also he really intended to give a klal to Klal Yisrael. So it's an interesting thing. The Marshal is being bothered over here that we're saying Matoivu. Matoivu is something that Bilam said, and he really intended it to be a klala, so much so that he held not to say it, and he taka skipped it. He went into the next thing. Interesting. I mean, I wouldn't have we wouldn't have thought of such a problem. We, you know, we're saying that it was a good thing. You know, we're intending for the good. Now, you know, who cares? You know, but
it was for the good.
Yeah.
Words. Yeah. Say
right. Right. Oh. So I think that's where we're just to understand that that Reb Tzadik. He explains that there's a fundamental, very fundamental idea in the sugya of Bilam. We know Chazal tell us that like kam navi b'Yisrael k'moishe, that there was no navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Avo bu'uma is kam, but amongst the umas island there was a navi similar to Moshe on that level somehow. Umanu Bilam, who is that Bilam? What does that mean? Bilam was. He explains that there's a difference between the other Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is that the other Nevi'im got the Nevuah from Hashem. They got the information. And then they went over and they told it over, the information to Klal Yisrael. But Moshe, we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinei. Klal Yisrael, the words of Hashem were coming through the voice, the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Klal Yisrael was hearing the Dvar Hashem Mamash. They were Mamash hearing from Hashem straight. Reb Tzadik explains that Bilam's Nevuah was similar in that degree that the Hashem was speaking through Bilam's words, through Bilam. And he goes as far to say that Bilam wasn't even, there's a medrash that says that Hashem forced his mouth, he's like, paikim his piv, he forced him to say it. And it was, Bilam was merely like a conduit to just, Hashem was using Bilam's body, his throat, to give over the Nevuah. It was directly the word Dvar Hashem. And he says interesting things. He says, at Tzadik, this is in Pre-Tzadik in Parshas Balak, he says that's the message of the Piha Asin. The Piha Asin is the mouth of the donkey, just like with the donkey, when the donkey's speaking, the donkey itself is not margish, it's not feeling anything, he doesn't know, he's a donkey. And yet he's speaking, so Bilam's Nevuah was on that level, it was like the Piha Asin, that it had nothing to do with Bilam, he had no shaykhis to the Nevuah, it was the Dvar Hashem Amish. Oh, so right. So this not only answers the Marshal's what's bothering him, the Marshal saying Bilam said it, and also he intended for Brach, he intended for Klala. No, it was Hashem saying, but more so, this Matoivu is like you're saying, it was Hashem telling Klala Yisrael, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael. This is Mamish the Dvar Hashem. It's something we keep in mind when we say Matoivu. This is Hashem's straight from Hashem. The actual pasuk Ma Toivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael. So we'll go through the pasuk Ma Toivu. How good? So I saw the Sepurna. He says that it doesn't just say oh that it's good Ma Toivu. How good? And he says because the Batei Knesias and Batei Midrashos are not just good for the people that daven and study the Torah, but it even is mative to the whole nation. It's mative to the whole Klal Yisrael, even those that are not in the Beis Medrash, not in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's Ma Toivu. How wonderful, how great, how good is the Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash. What's with the next end of the Pasuk? Oyolecha Yaakov u'mishkanei secha Yisrael. Seems like there's two things. What are these two things? So the Sepurna, that piece of the Sepurna over there, he says as follows. Oyolecha Yaakov is referring to Batei Torah, the houses of Torah. And he shows from different psukim that oil is a reference to a place where you learn Torah. Like it says, Yaakov ish tam, yoshev oyholim. Yaakov sat in the oil to learn Torah. And it says, v'yishkoin bo'ol le'shem. Another pasuk, v'chein v'hoyo kol mevakesh Hashem, yetzel oil moed. Whoever wants to learn Torah, wants to mevakesh Hashem, they go out to the oyhel moed. So you see, oil moed, oil is a reference to Batei Torah. The house where you learn Torah. What's Mishkanei Secha Yisrael? What's Mishkanei Secha? He says, Batei Knesios, it's referring to Batei Knesios, u'mikdoshei kel. And a mikdosh, based on mikdosh. Ham yuchodim that are set aside, l'shakin shmoy shom, that the Mishkanei Secha, that Hashem resides, and shoychin shmoy over there. And u'lekabel tfilas ha'mespalam, and to be makabel the tfilas of those that daven. So, Ma Toivu Alecha Yaakov, he's explaining, is going on Batei Torah, and Mishkanei Secha Yisrael is referring to Batei Knesios and Mikdashei Kel, that Hashem is Sheikhin Shmoy Sham, and that he's Makabal Tfilas. The thing is that what the Gemara we before said is clear that Ma Toivu Alecha Yaakov itself is also going on both Batei Midrashos and Batei Knesios. The Gemara we said before in Sanhedrin says that Bilam meant to say that there shouldn't be Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. And what did he say? Ma Toivu Oyolecha Yaakov. So you see that Oyolecha Yaakov is also referring to Batei Knesios. It seems not like the Sepurna. So to understand this, there's a Gemara in Megillah, a very interesting Gemara. Gemara on Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara says, Tanya, there's a brayse that says as follows: Rabbi Lazar Kapper Omer, Asidin Batei Knesios uBatei Midrashos shebeBavel, some are garis, even Chutzlars, all Batei Knesios and all Batei Midrashos Sheyikbu'u be'eretz Yisrael. La'asa lovai, all the shuls and all the Bata Midrashim are going to be reestablished, will be established in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, how do we know this from? Because the Pasuk says, Ki katabur bohorim uki karmel bayam yovai. Just like Har Tavor and Har Karmel, that Har Tavor and Har Karmel bayam yovai, they went through the yam. And what this means is, the Gemara says like this, V'haloi dvorim kal v'chomer, u'kalonar pa kal v'chomer. Uma Tavor v'karmel, these two mountains, that they, shaloi bohu elu l'fisho lil moitayra, what happened was, by Har Sinai, they came to hear Kabbal Satayr by Har Sinai. They came to hear the Tayr. And they only came for a short amount of time, for the day of Matan Tayr. And yet still, Nikiboyim Be'eretz Yisrael, these two mountains were established because of this, because they came to hear the Torah, so they were established in Eretz Yisrael. So Bate Kenasius, Ubate Midrashis, so Shuls and Bate Midrashim, Shekir and Marbitza Ben Torah, Alachas Kama V'Kama, if they read and they spread the Torah, surely they'll be established Lasalavai in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Gemara. This is the Makar that the Shuls and Bate Midrashim are going to be established one day in Eretz Yisrael. There's a little bit of a problem. Chassam Sofer asks this, that how can we learn, with Bishlema we could learn a Kal V'Chomer from Har Tavor and Har Karmel to a Beis Medrash, where they learn Torah. But a Shul, which is a Makom Tefillah, how could you learn up? Maybe Tefillah is different, maybe it's not, maybe only Torah. Because the Har Tavor and Har Karmel, they were established in Eretz Yisrael because they went to hear Torah by Har Sinai, right? So you could only know a place that's a place of Torah, but not a place of tefillah. That's like some service kasha. So I saw a very unbelievable thing. The Mereme Sada, the Netziv over here, he says like this. If you look in the Gemara says that Bati Kenesias or Bati Midrashis Shekoirin Umar Bitzin Behem Torah. Two things. They read the Torah and they spread the Torah. So he says that this is the reading the Torah is referring to the Beis HaKnesses because they read the Torah Shebiksav over there. They read the Torah Shabbat, and the Beis Medrash is the place where they read they learn and they spread the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's how we're able to learn up that even the shuls are going to be established in Eretz Yisrael because they read the Torah over there. So they have the Torah Shabbat Peh.
That doesn't answer why it's referring to it twice.
What? Ayalecha Yaakov?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so no, we'll see. Yeah, no. So what we're saying is like this. And in fact, there's a very interesting Rashi. There's a Rashi in Shir Hashirim that says at the end of Shir Hashirim, Ani Choyma B'Shodai Kamigdolis. Shodai Kamigdolis, says Rashi, Eilu Bote Knesiyos Ubote Midrashos Hamanikim Es Yisrael B'Divrei Torah. That this Shodai Kamigdolis is referring to Bote Knesiyos and Bote Midrashos that nurture Yisrael with the Torah. You see clearly that the Beis HaKnesses is also a Makom Torah. And it's a Makom Torah because it's a Makom Torah Shebiksav. The Beis HaMedrash is the Makom of Torah Shebal Peh. So with this we can understand that Ayolecha Yaakov is referring to both Bate Knesses and both Bate Midrashes because both of them are an oil, they're a place of Torah, they're a Bate Torah. The Beis HaKnesses is the Makom of Torah Shebiksav, where we learn Torah Shebiksav, and the Beis HaMedrash is Torah Shebal Peh. It's an interesting thing that it says, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ayholim. Yaakov was an Ishtam and he sat in the tents, Loshen Rabim. Why more than one tent? So Rashi Chumash says, the Loshen Rabim is oil shel shame, but oil an oil of Aver. That he was both in two tents, he was an oil of shame, shame. And I saw the Bevram, the Vilna Gaon's son, and his Pirish, his father's Biurim, and Agadais and Brachas, he says that Ayolecha, he goes on the Pasuk of Ayolecha Yaakov. It's double lashon. It's the lashon rabim oil lecha. That more than one tenth is the oil of the Beis HaKnesses. That's for Torah Shebiksav, and oil lecha and the oil of Beis Medrash, which is Torah Shebal Peh. So I'm sorry. He explains the Yoshev Ayholim is these two tenths. So it comes out that these two aspects of a shul, that a shul is a place of Torah, that's Ayolecha Yaakov. That's oil. That's a place of Torah. And Mishkan Aysach Yisrael is a place where Hashem, where we dive into Hashem, and like the Sporna says, that Hashem is Sheikh and Shmoy to be Makabal the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. That's so Mishkan Matoiv Olecha Yaakov. Olecha Yaakov is the aspect of a shul that it's a place of Torah Shabbat. And Mishkan Aysach Yisrael is this, that the shul is a place of tefillah, that Hashem is makabel at tefillahs. I just want to add, there's another aspect in Torah in a shul, which is very important to tefillah. Gemara in Brachas, famous Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin says, Noshim b'may zachin, how are women zoyche to olam haba? Of course they do mitzvahs, but it seems that a necessity for olam haba is that a person needs the schus of Torah. So nashim that are not mitzvah in Talmud Torah, so how are they zayche to olam haba? So the Gemara says like this: ba'akruye b'nayu lebeit kenishta, by right bringing their children to the shul, the beit kenishta. Uba'asnuye gavrayu, and bringing their husbands, enabling their husbands to go beirabbono, to go to the base medrash. So what does this mean? So they're bringing their children to the base hakneses and their husbands to the base medrash. So the Rashi over there says a very interesting thing. That he says, tinoik lebei kenishta. What's with the shul? Tinoika shel beis rabban hoyu regilin liyos. That the children used to learn psukim. Actually, here it doesn't say it over here, but other places they used to learn the tinaikis. What do the tinaikis learn? Children learn. They learn chumash mikra. The regilus in the times of Chazal was that they would learn in the shul. The children would learn tarish b'ksav in the shul. Bei rabbanon. What's the base medrash? It says v'asi beis medrash. Shesham shoinin mishnah gemara. That's where they learn mishnah gemara. What's that? Tarish b'al peh. So it's interesting that Noshim have a schus of the two chalakim of Torah, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. How? By bringing their children to learn Mikra, we're in the base HaKnesses, and to bring their husbands, and enabling their husbands to go learn in the base Medrash, that's Torah Shebalpeh. And we see this idea that the base HaKnesses is a place where the children learned Torah Shebiksav. It's interesting, I always wondered, you know, that's the idea of... You know, Avos Ubanim, that was always in shul. They have the limud of the Tinaik Shel Beis Rabban. This really connects very much to tefillah, because the Gemara in Andavov in Brachas says as follows: Tanya Abba Bin Yamin Omer. Abba Bin Yamin says as follows: Ain tefillah shel adam nishmas ela bebeis hakneses. The tefillah of a person is only heard in a shul. This is the power of tefillah in a shul. But what's the source for this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Lishmoya el harina ve'el hatfila." That Hashem listens to the rina and to tefila. What does that mean? Bimakam rina, in the place of rina, shom tehi tefila. That's where tefila is heard. So, what does that mean? In the place of rina, that's where it seems like the tefila is heard because it's a place of rina. Place of rina. That's where the tefila is heard. But what is a place of rina? So Rashi says, B'makam rina, b'beis hakneses, in a shul, she'shom oimrim hatzibur shirois v'sishpachois b'ne'imas koil arev, with a sweet voice, with singing, and that's rina. When there's in a beis hakneses, where that's where they're singing, and b'ne'imas koil arev, that's a place where the tefillah is heard. That's Rashi. The Vilna Gaon in Birim Targadis, and more at length in Imri Noyam, he learns a different pshat in this Gemara. It's a little bit of a long piece, but just Bekitzer Dvarim, he explains that Rina is a reference to Torah Shebiksav. The Torah Shebiksav that the children are learning, the purity of their Torah, makes it that enables that our tefillahs are heard in the shul. L'shmoyel Rina, a place that has Rina, which is the Torah Shebiksav, specifically of the Tinoig Shel Beis Rabban, that's where Shamtei Tefillah, that's where the Tefillah is heard. So it comes out that these two aspects of Oyalecha Matoivu, when we say Matoivu Olecha Yaakov, Mishkan Yisrael, it's not just two aspects, but the two things are interconnected. The fact that the shul is a place of Oyalecha Yaakov, is a place of Torah, of Torah Shebiksav, that's why Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael, that's why Hashem is a place of tefillah, that's why Hashem listens to our tefillahs in that place, because of the Oyalecha Yaakov. That's what makes the Beis HaKnesses unique, that it has that power of Torah Shebiksav, and that's why, since Oyalecha Yaakov, that's why Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael. Just to end off, parenthetically, just a pshat, I haven't looked around to see if anyone says this pshat, but just as a side, an interesting pshat in Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael, that if you think about it, this Oyalecha Yaakov is one is it's Oyhel, and also we say Yaakov. And Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael is a Mishkan, not Oyel, and we say Yisrael, we don't say Yaakov. What are these two things? So, the Vilna Gaon in Hadras Elio on this pasuk, he says that there's a difference between oil and a mishkan. An oil is a temporary place. It's an oil. Plant the tent, right? It's a temporary thing. A mishkan is something that's kavua, is bekfias. That's what he says. He doesn't explain what he means to say, but he just says this idea that an oil is a temporary place and a mishkan is not a temporary, it's kavua. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? So there's a general idea amongst many Svarim that Yaakov is a lower level and Yisrael is a higher level. Some Mefarshim explain it, the Gaon and others, that Yaakov is a reference to the Hamoin Am of Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael is the Tzadikim, the Chashuvim. Other Svarim, which is on the same note, is that Yaakov and Yisrael are referring to two different times in Jewish history. Yaakov is when Klal Yisrael is in Golos. That's where we're at the Bechina of Yaakov. Yisrael is when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we're on a higher level, that's the Yisrael. So perhaps, Oyalecha Yaakov and Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael is referring to two different times in Jewish history. During Galus, we're Yaakov. Our Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashas are temporary, right? On Inglewood, right? It's temporary. It's not going to be here for long. The Gemara we learned before says that Lasa Lavai, it's going to be removed. So Oyalecha Yaakov is our Batei Midrashas and Batei Knesias in this man of Golas, but it's an oil. It's an oil. It's temporary. Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael is referring to this man HaAsid, that then our Batei Knesias and Batei Midrashas are going to be a Mishkan. It's going to be established in Eretz Yisrael. The Mashah learns that it's going to be connected. The shuls are going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be established, and that's going to be Yisrael. It's going to be at a time when Klal Yisrael is at the higher level of Yisrael. That's Matayv Lechayak and Shnei Sechayim. Okay, Shkai.